Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
Is this a red flag in the bedroom?
Why take so long? And why is that one girl laughing? Look, here's the truth. Men and women like unprotected bedroom fun. We both want to feel it. There's been this myth over the years where it's like guys trying to pressure the woman to not wear protection. No, a lot of the times it's the woman say, oh no, you don't need that, you don't need that, I'm clean. Or no, you don't need that, I'm on B control. Don't ever trust it, fellas. Never trust it. And don't ever trust the pullout method. Always wrap it up, protect your seed. Because once you put, you know, your seed in one of these chicks, they got you for life. They can make your life a living hell for life.
Well, no, because he's being safe.
I've never met more charismatic, sweet, intelligent, funny man in my life. And
she wants to f- husband.
And he's made her so happy in a way that I've never seen. And I know this because I've been around for every single boyfriend of her life.
Ooh, that's shade. I mean, I guess this is the norm at weddings. You kind of like say something nice, but then you kind of roast. But she was really bigging him up in the beginning. Like, did they have a thing? Or like, does she want her sister's man? This is cringy. Very cringy. Hey, fellas, don't get married. Then you don't got to worry about awkward moments like this.
Why would you say, what is this? Why would you say this?
Every heartbreak, literally. All different types. And you take the cake, you're incredible. I feel like I gained a big brother.
She's just dissing her. Isn't she kind of just dissing the bride?
Yeah, and see, man, don't be that fool that marries some woman who been with nothing but toxic guys, bad relationships, heartbreak after heartbreak, and now you coming to pick up the pieces. Take that as a sign to run. If you talking to a woman and it's just like every one of her exes are bad. And it's like every one of her exes, she says, were just terrible people. Well, guess what? Like attracts like. She's probably a terrible person. Just run the other way.
I've been around for all the boyfriends. Your husband is the best ever. She wants to fuck the husband. And she's just calling the bride a treesh.
Cake, you're incredible. I feel like I gained a big brother.
Does it not sound like she just wants to fuck the husband?
If a woman has three kids, she should be looking for a man who's a lot older, who's already able to take care of her and her three kids. Yeah. Like, you can't be talking to guys who are around our age, like, because they're going to say the same thing. Like, I'm not taking on that bag.
The older guys are going to say that, too. Well, okay, she's talking about older simps. They just happy to have a young thing, even if she is overweight. Yeah, women know how to play the game. But, fellas, I wouldn't advise to take on that baggage. I mean, why would you? What's in it for you? Some used up pee. That's it. And you're going to get tired of that after 3 months. So then what you left with? Drama, headache, stress, empty bank account. Not worth it.
You're announcing our engagement on Instagram, and in the caption of the post you write, we have our ups and downs. Oh, ring off back in the ocean. Engagement's called off.
We have our ups and downs.
Like, are you not embarrassed? Or the ones that are like, you're a brat, but I said, because you would have me so f***ed up.
Well, you probably don't got to worry about it. Let's see what her TikTok name is. Sandy Cheeked Up. Yeah, chicks who have TikTok handles about being cheeked up probably don't ever got to worry about being engaged or married. Well, not to a man she respect, at least. And if it was a man she respects, she ain't going to be throwing the ring back in the ocean just because he said something she didn't like on IG. But fellas, look, you don't need to make an engagement post on social media. That's girl stuff. And look at the caption above. It says, I'm bitter, obviously, to be judging your engagement post. Right. At least you can admit it. Miss Cheeked Up.
You would have me so fucked up if in the caption of our engagement announcement, you were saying we have our ups and downs. You're a brat. But I love you. I love you for who you are. You keep me on my toes. Oh! I'm a terror. Obviously, I am single, but you, I would never. You would literally never. You would catch me. You would catch me having an annulment. I would delete the post. I would return the ring.
How much you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Yeah.
100 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. No.
You ma'am? In third grade, stop playing. Hey, if they can ask how much we make, we can ask how much they weigh. But I mean, not like it really matter. You can see she big. You don't really need to know the number. I see where you're going with this, though.
How much do you weigh?
Why does it matter?
For the content.
I actually don't know.
You
gotta
be two something to do something, baby. So.
Well, hey, what if I told you I got a weight scale on my backpack?
And you got a what?
A weight scale.
Oh, why? Why?
Doing anything?
Would y'all be interested?
No. I actually have a ruler in here. Pull your dick out and let's measure it.
Yeah.
I have a small dick just to get...